So this Shabbat, as I mentioned before, is positioned between Yom HaShoah and Yom HaZikaron, the day where we recall those who perished in the Shoah and the day when we recall those who gave their lives for the birth of the State of Israel. And one of the things that a long tradition tends to do is to see all of its heroes in the faraway past. We speak about the heroes of the Tanakh as though there could never be someone as great as those remarkable individuals that we read about over and over and over again in the Torah. But I want to retell the story this morning. And I say retell because I hope many of you know this story. Of someone who is in her way as great as any of our heroes and bridges the Shoah and the founding of the State of Israel. She was born in 1921 in Hungary, and her name was Hanna Senesch. Her father was a writer, Béla Senesch, a well-known Hungarian writer, and she actually went to Palestine to escape being Béla Senesch's daughter. When she went there, she first joined the Haganah, and then, eventually, the British Army. And in 1943, because she had become a paratrooper, was sent back to her native Hungary as a member of the British Army to help those Jews who are being deported and see if she could rescue them. But instead of rescuing them, in a few days she was captured. And because she received British radio transmissions as a paratrooper, the Hungarian army wanted to find out what the codes were that would allow them to lure other paratroopers and to jail them and kill them as well. Under months of torture, she refused to reveal anything. And finally, they captured her mother, who still lived in Hungary, and brought her to the prison. She had not seen her daughter in 5 years. She didn't know that her daughter had left what was then Palestine and returned to Hungary. And when she saw her bruised and battered daughter, who had lost teeth and was as thin as a rail, and her daughter told her that she would reveal nothing, her mother promised that she wouldn't either. And they were held in the same compound, although they saw each other only in moments, until they told Hanna Senesch that they would kill her mother if she didn't reveal the secrets that they wanted. And still she said no, thereby probably saving her mother's life. Because now her mother was of no use to them, and so they released her. And her mother started a public campaign to try to get her daughter released, but unsuccessfully she was tried. And in her closing speech before she was sentenced to death by the military tribunal, she said, "The war will be over soon, and then the world will judge you." And she was prophetic, and she was right. And they did, and we do. They delayed executing the sentence, but her final speech had offended one of the Hungarian colonels, a Captain Simon, and he came to her cell and he offered her a choice. He said, "You can publicly recant and ask forgiveness, or you will die." The next day, she stood before a firing squad, refused a blindfold, and died. Hanna Senesch, when she died, 23 years old. She's as great as any hero in our history and deserves to be known as we know the heroes of the Bible. Some of her poetry is known to every Israeli school child, and especially her short poem, Eli, Eli, My God, My God, Shelo Yigamer Le'olam, May These Things Never End. Achof v'hayam, the sand and the sea, Rishrush shel hamayim, the rush of the waves, Rak hashamayim, the lightning of the skies, Filat ha'adam, and the prayers of human beings. When she wrote that, she didn't know that her own words would become a prayer. But on this day, we sing them, we remember.